Call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our meeting this morning will commence with the State of the County Address to be given by Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Mr. Bill O'Brien.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is a humbling experience to present the State of the County Address to the residents of Stanislaus County during my first term as Chairman of the Board of Supervisors. It is a privilege to be able to serve the public and to follow in the footsteps of some very distinguished public servants. It is a role I take very seriously and very thoughtfully. We recently marked the end of one of the most distinguished public service careers in the history of Stanislaus County, the 40-year career of Ray Simon, who served as member of the City of Modesto City Council for 8 years, as well as 32 years as Stanislaus County Supervisor. Supervisor Simon left the philosophy that mandates that government should represent the interests of the community. As a private businessman myself, my focus in government has been one of a conservative fiscal approach, with an eye toward providing services that are efficient, cost-effective, and focused on meeting the needs of the community. Last year, our focus in the State of the County Address was a vision of the future, specifically a vision of collaborative and effective partnerships. Last year, the board committed its support to some very challenging ideas, many of which were long-term and complex in nature. I am pleased to report that we've made significant strides toward that vision, which I will report on today. I want to thank my fellow supervisors for their leadership and also the county staff who has worked so hard to make significant progress and change. I offer special thanks to the citizens for their participation in many of these efforts to bring positive change to the community. But I am also compelled to say this journey is just beginning and there's a great deal of work yet to be done. We cannot be content with the past, we must continue to look forward. The theme of this year's State of the County Address is Better Government. This is a theme that I and my fellow board members take seriously. It is a theme that should shed its light on how we plan, how we work together, and how we serve the public. Better government is a theme that comes not just as a slogan or a hope or a wish. It comes as a commitment we make as elected officials and employees of Stanislaus County, a commitment to find better ways to serve and to listen to the public. Better government is a belief that our residents are customers of government. As public servants, we need to continue to evaluate our policies and procedures to make sure they are customer friendly. We need to ask ourselves, what can we do to make government better, more efficient, and more user-friendly? And we need to focus on helping our customers feel respected, even if sometimes they may not like the answers we have to their questions. The year 2006 was about pressing forward. The County Board of Supervisors created an ambitious and challenging agenda with numerous large-scale projects that will have sweeping and long-term effects on the community. We also knew these projects would be very difficult, but we needed to step forward in leadership. First, we created specific priorities and goals for the county that were to be tracked and reported on an ongoing basis. We had openly committed to a leadership role in working with each of our cities and unincorporated areas of the county to jointly plan for our future. We committed to addressing the needs of our financially troubled health system. We pledged to continue to work in partnership for the flood control in the Newman area, helping to protect the town from the damage that can come from an impacted Orestimba Creek. We stepped forward in supporting the need for a half-cent sales tax for transportation. We moved forward addressing the preservation of prime agricultural land through the updating of the agricultural element of the county's general plan through continued support of the Williamson Act. We pressed onward to bring needed sanitary sewer hookups to the Shackelford and Robertson Road areas. We plan to expand economic development through building infrastructure in the Patterson area and the former Crow's Landing Naval Air Facility. We also committed to improve use of our technology to provide better service to the community. These were just some of the goals we laid out for ourselves. I'm pleased to say that significant action was taken on all of these goals. Residents of the Robertson Road area can now dispose of their septic systems and hook into modern sewer connections. The state legislature has passed a bill that will allow the Health Services Agency to move forward on receiving more reimbursement to help support a financially struggling system. Our health agency has also submitted its application for federally qualified health center look-alike status. Meetings were held with the mayors of each city and board members to jointly plan for growth in the future. We held four separate water summits to initiate a coordinated planning effort for this precious and limited resource. Work progressed with the Army Corps of Engineers on creating a flood control solution for the Newman area. While the half-cent sales tax for transportation did not reach the two-thirds majority that was needed for passage, we are already working with the Stanislaus Council of Governments to identify strategies to help us continue moving forward in the face of limited resources. We are nearing completion of a significant update of the agricultural element of the county's general plan to help preserve our farmland. We have also progressed in the master planning for the former Crow's Landing Naval Air Station. And this year, each county priority team began reporting back to the board on the progress of the goals the board has established for each of the priorities. Each of these is a tremendous and complex goal in its own right, and the accomplishments are significant. There are thousands of other accomplishments that occur through our organization each year as a result of the hard work of our county staff. We need to take a moment to acknowledge what we've been able to do. The year 2006 was also a time of great challenge for Stanislaus County, and through this time of challenge, our county has remained strong. We felt the pain of multiple natural disasters that hit our county with a destructive fury. The county's Office of Emergency Services again led our response to these natural disasters, including the unprecedented heat storm of July that took the lives of 21 county residents and caused nearly $80 million in damage to our agricultural community. Our hearts and prayers went out to the families of those loved ones lost during this difficult time. Our community responded to the disaster with strength and compassion. Scores of partner agencies and community-based organizations banded together to get critical information and assistance out to local communities. Within hours, the American Red Cross worked with county emergency services staff to set up the first cooling centers in the state of California to aid those who had nowhere else to seek refuge from the devastating heat. We also suffered two separate and serious flooding events that impacted our community. During one event, Stanislaus County helped evacuate and relocate more than 80 residents who lived along the San Joaquin River during the April floods. Thankfully, there was no loss of life during this natural disaster. Volunteers from the American Red Cross, again, quickly and selflessly, went into action to create two shelters on the west side of the county to care for the needs of our community. The Stanislaus County Office of Emergency Services worked tirelessly on these disasters, as well as the 34,000-acre canyon fire that ravaged Del Puerto Canyon on the west side. Multiple fire agencies from cities and around the county responded to the call for mutual aid and put their lives in harm's way as they fought the blaze in steep and dangerous terrain. These disasters have left us with the realization that more than ever before, emergency preparedness needs to be a focus of Stanislaus County. We must have the equipment, supplies, and plans required to respond to disasters, and we need to have personnel that are trained and ready to go. It is now clear, as a result of lessons we have learned nationwide, that residents need to be prepared to be self-sufficient for a minimum of 72 hours or up to 1 or 2 weeks on a large-scale disaster situation. This is why the county has created a special emergency preparedness website, www.stanemergency.com, to provide helpful information in multiple languages so people can identify the resources they need for their families. I encourage all residents of Stanislaus County to develop emergency plans for their families. It is a simple thing to do, and it's something I have done with my own family. You can download a simple checklist at standingemergency.com that will walk you through the process of creating a plan and obtaining needed supplies. There are things that we can do now to help ourselves and our families to prepare. On a personal note, I also encourage everyone to complete a CPR class. Whether you are a parent, a grandparent, aunt or uncle, you never know when you may need to perform CPR to save the life of a child. There are wonderful organizations like the American Red Cross that provide this life-saving training. In the area of emergency preparedness, we have made great strides working with the leadership in the Latino community in creating the Latino Emergency Communications Project. Because of the leadership of organizations such as the Hispanic Leadership Council, El Concilio, and numerous others, we have a clear pipeline of information flowing to the Latino community in a disaster situation. We are excited by this vision of this group and the involvement with the county. The county continues to lead preparations for an outbreak of avian influenza or bird flu, and for any pandemic flu that might affect our county. The Public Health Department and our Agricultural Commissioner's Office have worked tirelessly to make preparations for multiple scenarios of disease that may impact California and Santa Claus County. We have established the Fire Prevention Bureau to provide for continuity of fire prevention activities for county residents, the business community, and fire agencies. We have entrusted our fire warden with the responsibility of streamlining this operation and improving the turnaround time of service provided, and to do it in a cost-effective manner. We must not become complacent when it comes to flood preparedness. The town of Newman has experienced 13 floods over the past 50 years as a result of the overflowing of Orestimba Creek. The Army Corps of Engineers estimates the annualized damages are more than $7.8 million for this town, a nearly inconceivable number for a community its size. Stanislaus County, with the support of Congressman Dennis Cardoza, and through the leadership of Mayor John Fantasima of Newman, continues to persuade the Army Corps of Engineers to move forward on this project. The number of alternative flood plans have been narrowed from 6 plans down to 3, and our goal is to have a final flood plan identified by the end of 2007. The county has committed nearly $3 million to this project, and we will continue to aggressively lobby on behalf of this flood control project as it supports the town of Newman. Last year, we raised the issue of aging infrastructure and the need for infrastructure improvement and development. I am pleased to report that for the Shackelford Sewer Connection Project, all sewer trunks have been installed and residents are now connecting their homes to the sewer system. The County Redevelopment Agency and Community Development Block Grant Programs are providing assistance to the qualified homeowners to make these connections, and we have contracted with the Housing Authority to complete that task. It is the goal to connect about 300 households by the end of this year. Likewise, the county's unique partnership with the City of Modesto to provide sanitary sewer connections to the Robertson Road area is moving forward. We look to complete construction and have the project accepted by the City of Modesto during the first quarter of 2007. At that time, we'll begin connecting homes to the system. As with the Shackelford project, the county will provide assistance to qualified homeowners, and we have a goal of connecting 200 households by the end of this year. The board publicly and strongly supported Measure K, the half-cent sales tax for transportation. Measure K would have generated more than $1 billion specifically designed for transportation projects within Stanislaus County. Over 58% of those who voted in the November election voted in favor of the transportation tax. This would have been a huge victory in a simple majority election. Unfortunately, not enough votes were cast to obtain the supermajority needed for passage. Few counties passed this tax on the first attempt, and we were no exception. However, our transportation needs remain the same. The quality of our roads remain the same. The burden of inadequate funding remains the same. Our challenge has only been made much more apparent. We need to step back and listen to the feedback from our community regarding the sales tax proposal. We must examine how the measure was presented to the community and find the best way to tell the story. We cannot resign ourselves to the ways of the past. we need to press forward in a thoughtful and strategic way. We need to become a self-help county. That is a county with a designated tax for transportation, or we are a huge disadvantage when it comes to pursuing federal and state funds. We are already seeing the state infrastructure bonds where Stanislaus County projects are not eligible for designated funds. Those funds are only for self-help counties. In the meantime, we must look for other creative ways to secure additional funding for our growing transportation needs. We need to continue evaluating developer fees and make sure they're appropriate, and we need to look for creative ways to leverage every transportation dollar possible. We're making significant headway in expansion and development of State Route 219, also known as Kernan Road. We are working closely with Caltrans and the City of Modesto to create effective partnerships and an aggressive timetable for phased completion of our most major current transportation project. This project will encompass nearly 5 miles of State Route 219, taking it from a two-lane highway to a four-lane highway. This $100 million project will be constructed in two phases. Limits of Phase 1 are from State Route 99 to Dale Road, and the limits of Phase 2 are from Dale Road to State Route 108 from McHenry Avenue. Right-of-way acquisition for Phase 1 is well underway, and the design for first construction contract is 95% complete. With funding, the project may begin in construction in 2007, with the traveling public starting to realize the benefits of improvements by December 2008. With sufficient funding, Phase 2 of the project can be completely constructed by 2011. This past year, we worked diligently on the Northern County Expressway Corridor. In collaboration with the mayors of Modesto, Riverbank, and Oakdale, we started a long process of identifying possible routes from Salida through the Northern County all the way east of Oakdale. This year, we'll be receiving public comment on the plan as we start to refine potential routes. Road infrastructure is sorely needed throughout the entire county, and a coordinated planning process must and will continue. Planned growth will continue to be a critical component of a well-planned infrastructure for the county. We continue to assert that growth should be primarily focused in the incorporated areas of the county. A jointly designed countywide growth management plan was first proposed in 2005. Support for the concept gathered momentum, and a plan had begun to blossom in the first half of 2006 as the mayors and the supervisors met numerous times to establish baseline statistics and common goals for this effort. The 2006 election slowed the momentum of this plan as 5 new mayors and a new county supervisor were voted into office. This newly configured group has already begun meeting in 2007 to discuss regional growth. A byproduct of sound growth policy will be the preservation of prime agricultural land. Consistent with this, our support for the Williamson Act will continue as nearly 700,000 acres of land in Stanislaus County fall under protection of this act. The Stanislaus County agriculture element will also support our commitment to preservation of our natural resources. We will continue to develop this amendment to the county's general plan by the summer of 2007. Stanislaus County is one of the few counties in San Joaquin Valley to have an ag element as part of its general plan, and we will remain committed to our passion for agriculture, as well as sound land use and planning. Water is one of the most controversial and politically sensitive issues in California. It is also one of our scarcest resources. There are more than 25 water distributors in the county, including cities, community service districts, and water and irrigation districts. These are all independent agencies making independent decisions regarding both the use of both ground and surface water in our county. In 2006, the county initiated 4 different water summits for participants to share knowledge regarding water, water rights, and the projected needs. These ongoing water summits have been collaborative and helpful for all parties to better understand the needs and constraints that Stanislaus County faces as we plan for the future. We need to continue talking together, and we must begin planning together. The issue of water is highly complex, with water rights going back over 100 years in some cases. It is a topic that needs continued collaborative discussion, not competitive reluctance. In 2007, the Public Facility Fee Committee and key staff members will work closely with department heads and local business sectors to update and realign the PFF program. Stanislaus County was one of the first counties in California to implement a comprehensive PFF program. These fees contribute to the projects such as jails, park services, and roads. And we have operated this program in a spirit of cooperation with our local cities. It is important that we adjust the fees regularly so that new development continues to pay for its impact on our local and regional infrastructures. And the historic event will occur in September 2007 as the Gallo Center for the Arts will be dedicated. The role of Stanislaus County in helping make this project not just a dream, but a near-term reality has been a commitment that will impact generations to come. This will truly be a gem that can and will be enjoyed by people of all ages and backgrounds as we gather to celebrate the arts. The Gallo Center will also be a significant contributor to increased sales taxes that are generated in the community and a boost to local economic development. Ground was broken for the gateway parcel of the Tuolumne River Regional Park in 2006. The gateway parcel is a 90-acre property located on the Tuolumne River between 7th and 9th Streets. It is a joint powers authority between Stanislaus County, the City of Modesto, and the City of Ceres. We encourage everyone to learn more about this exciting project that will be the beginning of a river walk development in the center of the county. You can learn more about this project online at www.trrp.info. Last year, we reported on the challenges facing the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Office. The office has seen a leadership change with the election of our new sheriff, and the office is poised to move forward. Stanislaus County has a shortage of law enforcement officers. We know we are not alone, as there appears to be a shortage of thousands of peace officers throughout this state. We need to take creative steps to solve this problem. The shortage of deputies is causing strain on our daily operations, making it more difficult to provide our residents with a high-level enforcement. In looking at solutions, our recruitment programs will continue to be aggressive, but we also need to focus on retaining our deputies. I will continue working with Sheriff Adam Christensen to present this board with possible solutions. In addition, we are faced with a significant issue in our local correction system. Simply put, we have too many inmates for our current jails, and we need to expand. We have initiated a planning process to look at our public safety facilities and examine our future needs. A concern that is developing for the county is a proposal from the state to give money to the county so they can expand jail facilities. While it sounds great on the surface, there are strings attached. The state is asking for counties to take many more state prisoners into the county jail systems. As it stands now, counties would end up paying millions or more to care for these state prisoners on an annual basis, which is an unfair trade-off when it comes to taxpayer funds. We will closely monitor this legislation and advocate in the county's best interest. Healthcare will continue to be a priority of this board. This board has committed millions of dollars of general fund money this year to our Health Services Agency. For the Health Services Agency, during 2006, after significant work, we submitted our application to the federal government for federally qualified healthcare look-alike status. This designation would bring much-needed funds to the county to care for our most needy patients. This request has been received by the federal government as we are in the process of actively working with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services in responding to its request for additional information. Our goal is to have this look-alike designation during the second quarter of 2007. Also in 2006, Assembly Bill 959 was passed, making standalone health care clinics eligible for certain types of federal funding. We refer this to as certified public expenditures. The state has sent its plan amendment to the federal government for review. Our goal is for the state to successfully have its plan amendment approved by the federal government during the second quarter of 2007. In the meantime, we continue to reorganize our health agency to maximize care to the greatest number of patients possible. As it was stated last year, it is abundantly clear that without Health Services Agency clinics and their 250,000 patient visits each year, our healthcare system in Stanislaus County would crumble. Coronary heart disease is a very serious problem for our county. In 2004, we had the highest death rate of all 58 California counties. Much of this problem is related to the growing epidemic of obesity and diabetes. What is the solution? We need a greater focus on prevention, especially with our children. It is clear that in order for us to make progress as a county, we need to focus our lives on long-term behavior changes. That means we need to improve nutrition, especially for children, increase our physical activity, and decrease our smoking rate. I personally continue to address this need with great passion and determination. I've had the opportunity to work with our Children and Families Commission during the past 2 years in supporting nutrition training of child care providers. In addition, I served as co-chair of the Heart Walk last September, which was sponsored by our local American Heart Association chapter. We will learn more about preventive activities in April during National Public Health Week. Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, the county's mental health program, is an essential provider of care in our region. Our county's behavioral health system has undergone significant changes over the past year. The community stakeholder-driven program expansion funded by Proposition 63 has unfortunately been accompanied by service reduction in other areas, including clinic closures in the past year in Ceres, Patterson, and Oakdale. This is just another example of how our county funds are subject to the will of Sacramento and the federal government. Even as we are given funds by the state that can only be used for new programs, other core funding from the state is cut. This county continues to be committed to a strong behavioral health department, and the staff continues to focus on high quality and effective services for our community. I am a firm believer in investing in technology. To say we live in an era of changing technology is more than an understatement. Technology is the clean energy vehicle that will deliver better service in the future. This past year, the county launched an initiative where customers can send requests to the county 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over the internet. The past year, the county received close to 5,000 requests utilizing its new customer relationship management system. Over 20 county departments are using the system, and we expect to increase that number of customer requests to this system over the next year. This past year, Treasurer Tax Collector Gordon Ford implemented the automated payment system for processing tax payments. In a department that used to receive dozens of complaints for slow service, this past tax cycle, the Board of Supervisors only heard compliments for speedier service. This investment of technology also resulted in over $190,000 in increased interest into the county treasury. As we move forward, the county's website will have a new look, a new feel, and a new location this year as we begin the process of upgrading the site. Our new web address, www.stancounty.com, will be a welcome improvement from the previous address, which I can't even remember what it is. Our website receives over 1 million hits each year, and users can search for everything from how to get a library card to downloading a business license application. This year, the county began posting video files of each of the 2006 Board of Supervisors meetings on the county website. The video files are indexed to each agenda item, making it even easier for the public to find issues they are looking for on the web. We are also developing a video on demand room for our website to view county television programming, such as our television news magazine, Santa Plus Highlights, and the County Connection, which profiles county departments and services. We are looking to create more information regarding county services that will be available via streaming media on the web. Continued investment in technology will make our county more innovative and efficient, allowing us to do more with less. Economic development is a cornerstone to this county's progressive leadership strategy. Our relationships with all 9 cities, the Alliance, the state and federal partners are critical as we seek regional solutions to create more jobs and decrease our unemployment rate. We need to focus our energy on business park development, creating necessary infrastructure for recruiting new businesses and effective job training programs to help our local employers. In late 2005, a 67,000-acre enterprise zone was created in Santa Cruz County. The Enterprise Zone takes land in economically distressed areas and provides incentives for business development. Almost immediately, we began the process of expanding the zone to include more parts of the county to bring greater benefit and economic development opportunities. During 2006, we successfully completed an expansion of the zone to include selected areas of Patterson, Riverbank, and Oakdale, bringing them into this powerful development incentive program. There is still an expansion bank of more than 3,000 acres available, and the Enterprise Zone partners will continue to aggressively use this as a component of our regional economic development strategy. The former Crow's Landing Naval Air Facility has been a long-term county economic development investment. The Crow's Landing location is an ideal job center for Stanislaus County and the region. This location is only 1 mile from Interstate 5 and has a 7,000-foot prevailing wind runway with tremendous potential for a large business park. With careful planned development, this project could help decrease the long-standing jobs-to-housing imbalance that has troubled the West Side and our county as a whole. The West Side communities are critical partners in this important job creation project, and it is vital we proceed with an open and inclusive planning process. Since inception in 2001, the Connecting Stanislaus initiative has helped to create 11 new technology learning labs, several in rural locations, and provides technology training that can help people get jobs. This project is helping the county bridge what is called the digital divide, which is basically a gap where technology has not been effectively brought to a community. This year, staff will work on a 5-year strategic plan to lay the groundwork so more people can be trained to receive technology skills. Likewise, government must operate effectively, and we must make sure all county resources are wisely administered. Our goal is to minimize the burden on taxpayers and assure we are operating efficiently as an organization. Our challenge will be to continually evaluate our processes to see if they are really making a difference in the community. Just because we've done something for 50 years does not mean we're going to continue to do it for another 50. We need to critically evaluate what we do to see if it's really meeting the needs of our communities. That is one reason why the board is so collectively excited about the county's strategic priorities and how these priorities are being reported. We are holding ourselves accountable, and we are also holding our staff accountable. We are not just setting goals, we are establishing priorities that are measurable and tracked for effectiveness. Just as every family needs to balance and maintain its own checkbook to keep their home in order, we in government need to be effective in managing our house. It's not an option. It continues to be a mandate. This year, the county transferred the operation of the Fink Road landfill from Public Works Department to our own Environmental Resources Department. This change will allow Public Works to focus more on its core services of transportation planning and construction of roads and bridges. Most waste management responsibilities were already with the Environmental Resources, and this change was a common sense approach to provide better customer service and more efficient government. We also transferred development services, including plan check, building inspection, and flood map compliance to the county's Planning and Community Development Department. This change promotes a one-stop permitting process that will make it easier to do business with those seeking permits. The Public Health Department of our Health Services Agency received the National Public Health Ready Award for focus on emergency preparedness activities. Through the leadership of our public health officer, Dr. John Walker, the public can have confidence that our public health department is well prepared to meet the challenges that face our community. Stanislaus County has been a leader in creating and deploying the most successful welfare and social services information system yet created in California. We call it the C4 process. Because of our pioneering, 35 other counties have now chosen this system that we helped develop. Over this next year, we will continue to look at new ways to improve the effectiveness of our government operations and hold ourselves accountable to the public. Through all my life in public service, I've seen that each year brings new issues and new challenges. You can never plan for them all, but you must be ready to respond to them all. We fully expect to be challenged by proposals from the state to cut funding for key programs and services. It's almost become an annual event. With each of the major goals that we're moving forward on, roads, water, growth management, and economic development, each will provide its own challenges, but we need to press on. Most of all, we need to press onward with our task of improving how we deliver services to the community and our goal of providing effective governmental services. We've made tremendous strides as an organization, but there's more we must do. I challenge each of us who have chosen public service to ask ourselves the following question: how can I better serve? I truly believe that the result of asking how we can better serve will yield a result, and that result will be better government. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless Santa Claus County.
We're going to break for 5 minutes, a quick recess, and then we'll reconvene at approximately 9:40.
Next item on the agenda this morning is public comment period. This is the time of the agenda to speak on anything that is not on the agenda, and I have one specific request to speak, a Ruby Brawley. Please come forward.
Good morning, everyone, and I want to first thank the Board of Supervisors for donating the 15 acres of land that I need for this project, and for helping me to get the proposal in and everything, and I really appreciate y'all's help. I'm Ruby Brawley, and I'm an American Legion Post 74. I'm the first vice commander and membership chairman, and also the one in charge of getting the VA to put in a super clinic here in Modesto. I represent all of the veterans from Stanislaus County, Tuolumne County, Calaveras County, and a part of Mariposa and Merced County. As you may be aware, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs is currently considering the disposal of the Veterans Nursing Home and Care Facilities located in Livermore, and has narrowed the option under consideration to reuse the Livermore site and development of the nursing home facilities in the Central Valley. Stanislaus County has offered 15-acre centrally located site for the future development of a new veterans nursing home and clinic facilities to provide the best possible service to our regional veterans. The site that Stanislaus County proposes offers several important advantages to our regional veterans. The proposed site is at Service and Crow's Landing Road in Modesto, and it's equal distance for the VA facilities from Fresno, Palo Alto, and Sacramento, and is located in approximately the valley's veterans most population. The site is really accessible near other other services. The post site is just off of Highway 99, 108, 120, and 132. The principal access by veterans north, south, east, and west by veterans in Stanislaus, Mariposas, Tuolumne, Calaveras, Merced, and San Joaquin counties. The private vehicles are public transportation. As you know, it will be out on the Crow's Landing Road, and there will be a bus that will leave every hour from the bus station down here for everybody's convenience so they can have transportation out there, and there will be no problem with anyone trying to get to the VA clinic. The Stanislaus County is offering a site of 15 acres that is already developed and has with access to the utilities. It's we are planning a big hospital, a big super clinic, with the facilities that people won't have to go all the way to Livermore or Palo Alto. We expect to have everything here for your eyes, nose, ears, throat, teeth, feet, and most of all, we're asking for an Alzheimer's unit, and we're hoping that we'll get the nursing home here because we have an awful lot of veterans that are in nursing homes here because they can't afford, their families can't afford to drive all the way to Livermore to see them and visit them. So we're hoping that we will get this nursing home here. And we have... On the local advisory panel, this is from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The local advisory panel for the Livermore Division of the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System will conduct its fourth and final scheduled public meeting Friday, February the 9th, to discuss the business planning options developed to determine the future of the Department of Veterans Affairs Livermore Nursing Home. Veterans in the Livermore area will receive each major veterans in the Livermore area will receive to the current veterans nursing home of the new state of the art facilities for the VA, the Honorable James Nicholson, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, announced last year. Secretary Nicholson decided to study three options, plus a baseline option to modernize or replace the 120-bed nursing home currently on the Livermore campus with a facility which will provide nursing home care in a modern environment that supports rehabilitation and compassionate care to veterans. Business plans were developed on each option by a private contractor, PricewaterhouseCooper, which has been working with the CARES for the past 2 years. Two of the business plans will look to keeping the nursing home on the Livermore campus. One plan will be to build a new structure on the Livermore campus and the other in a remote current nursing to the old nursing home. Another option proposed increasing access to veterans and their relatives by co-locating the nursing home with an expanded community-based outpatient clinic in the Central Valley area that is more accessible to veterans. At the February the 9th meeting, the public will hear more about the business planning options the VA contractors developed before the options are sent to the Secretary for the final decision. The all-day meeting will be held in the dining room of the Nursing Home Care Unit, Building 90. We'll begin at 9 a.m. with an overview of capital assets for the services process and more community known as CARES. Most important, veterans and other key stakeholders will again be allowed to make formal statements about the option to be included in the public record. Oral statements will be limited to 3 minutes. However, anyone can submit a written statement online at www.va.gov/cares. Our right to the Livermore study site, VA Cares Study, P.O. Box 1427, Washington Grove, Maryland, 20880. Comments on this will be accepted 2 weeks period following the public meeting. All the public comments will be incorporated in the report provided by the VA Secretary of Veterans Affairs in the next few weeks. We're going to have a bus that leaves the Black Building at 7 o'clock in the morning, and anyone that needs to ride the bus can do that, or they can call me, and I will make sure they have a ride. And I need all of you supervisors, at least a bunch of you there, and I have been trying to get in touch with the mayor. For some reason, they will not let me talk to the mayor. So I need some of y'all to talk the mayor into going to this meeting, because we need the mayor, we need the chief of police and some of the police department, some of the sheriff's department. We need everybody we can get there. And all veterans, please wear your caps so that you will be recognized. And I'd appreciate it if there's any way that y'all can write letters and anything and or come to this meeting and talk, because we desperately need this VA clinic here in Modesto. It's between us and Stockton. Stockton is leasing them 8 acres. We are donating them 15 acres. So I'm quite sure we will get it here if we have the support and the backing behind us when we go to this meeting.
Ruby, thank you very much.
I would like to thank all of you for your patience.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have some copies here of this that I'm going to leave with them and they can pass them around.
Great, thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to make a public comment this morning on anything that's not on the agenda? Seeing no one, will move the consent calendar. Is there any comment on consent calendar? Any board member wanting to pull any item? Not seeing anybody. Is there a motion?
Also move.
Motion by Supervisor Mayfield.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Moving on to item B10. Approval of resolution that amends the Sheriff's Alternative Work Program by extending the current eligibility criteria for inmates.
Good morning, Chairman O'Brien, Supervisors, CEO Robinson, and County Council. My name is Lieutenant Greg Clifton, and I'm here as a representative of the Sheriff's Department. I'm also a commander in the Adult Detention Division. And to my left is Captain Bill Duncan, who is the commander of the Adult Detention Division of the Sheriff's Department. I'm here to speak briefly about the Alternative Work Program run by the Sheriff and the request to approve the resolution and criteria to extend the eligibility of inmates into the work program to 90 days or less. The Board of Supervisors authorized the creation of the Alternative Work Program in 1987, and in 1990 approved a resolution allowing low-risk sentenced inmates to serve the last 45 days of incarceration on the Alternative Work Program. This program has proven very successful in controlling jail population and in supplementing our county's workforce and the general fund. Once sentenced by the courts, minimum security, low-risk individuals who are able to work may be considered for this program. A thorough background interview process is completed, which is completed by a deputy on every applicant. And the safety of the community is a determining factor for approval and participation in this program. These participants are also on informal probation. Today we have approximately 500 work program participants in the Alternative Work Program. These participants provide labor throughout the county at over 40 nonprofit and county work sites. The participants pay a daily fee of $5.50 and receive credit for one day of work for one day of their sentence. Since 1987, along with the building of the Public Safety Center, the jail population has nearly doubled. The Men's Honor Farm, which is designed to hold sentenced inmates, now has a large unsentenced population. This population needs to be moved back to the jail and the Public Safety Center. We do not have the jail bed space currently to accomplish this. I'm here today because the 45-day criteria for the alternative work program is no longer sufficient in controlling the jail population. In an effort to do business better, the Sheriff's Department would like to benchmark other progressive agencies such as San Joaquin, Fresno, Amador, Calaveras, San Francisco, and Santa Clara, who currently allow 90 or more days participation on their work programs. This has allowed these counties to have greater control over their jail population and also greater fluctuation into their work program. I would like to stress to the board that the Sheriff's Department will not automatically release inmates who have 90 days or less on their sentence. They would be released incrementally into the work program under the same eligibility criteria and selection process that the Sheriff currently uses. The Sheriff requests that the board approve this resolution to extend the criteria for the alternative work program to the last 90 days of incarceration. We believe this resolution will meet the board's priority of providing efficient delivery of public services. This will also allow the Sheriff to control the jail population, move the unsentenced inmates back into the jail and PSC, provide better and more labor to the county, and also additional revenue to the general fund. At this time, I'm available to answer any questions that the board may have.
Yeah, I have one. If the person being released on an early release on the work program, if he again commits a crime, if he's back in jail again, at some point, is he eligible for this program again? I'm trying to find out, if he commits a crime, you let him out early, he does the work program, if he recommits a crime, is he eligible for this same program?
Supervisor Mayfield, the answer is no. He or she is not eligible to again go back on the program.
Okay.
Other questions? Anybody in the audience have questions or comments? Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
Second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Grover, second by Supervisor Mayfield. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Thank you, Lieutenant.
I thank the board.
Moving to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the City of Patterson regarding their need for additional police officers.
Refer to the Sheriff's Department.
This board has received a claim as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claim and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? Seeing none, Legislative Fiscal and Management report.
Yes, I do have several items to address with you this morning. First is acknowledgement that two board members and county staff will be going to Washington, D.C. next week to meet with our congressional delegation and certain key agencies in Washington, D.C. This will be a one-day trip, so we're anticipating a busy day. Additionally, in response to the public comment, county staff Margie Palomino and CEO staff will be working to develop a contingent to go and represent Stanislaus County and the veterans at the upcoming meeting. We are moving forward in our public works director and SPT director recruitments, and we'll hope to have announcements for you in the upcoming days and weeks ahead. Hopefully we have some good news for you. We are continuing to move forward with the refunding of our 1996A and 1997A certificates of participation. We are dealing right now with some fairly significant market fluctuations, and so are watching our market on a daily basis, and we'll make a decision in probably in the next 24 hours whether we are going to go or no go right now for on the refunding of the 96 and 97 A's. Mid-year budget is imminent. Staff from the departments and staff in CEO's office are working to develop recommendations for you. You'll be seeing that in the weeks ahead. And then finally, just for I think a reminder to members of the public, as the board is aware of this, February 13th, the Crow's Landing Master Developers will be making formal proposals in public session. Those proposals will be without action. The item will come back to the Board of Supervisors with a request for action on February 27th.
And actually, I have one more item. There's a Salida Ad Hoc Infrastructure Committee that Supervisor Simon sat on with myself. And since Supervisor Simon retired, I do need to make an appointment. And with your concurrence, Supervisor Grover, would you be willing to serve on that committee with me?
Sure.
Very good. We do have closed session today.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have two items on closed session. The first is conference with labor negotiations. Mr. Robinson will be the labor negotiator. The organizations are SEIU and AFSCME, Senate Government Code Section 54957.6. Second matter is conference with legal counsel. One item, anticipated litigation. There is existing significant exposure to litigation. Senate Government Code Section 54954.5E. Anticipate no announcements.
We will adjourn to closed session. Thank you.